वचन कर्म से पवित्र है, वो चरित्रवान ही यहाँ महान है। पवित्र मन रखो, पवित्र तन रखो, पवित्रता मनुष्यता की शान है। जो मन वचन कर्म से पवित्र है, वो चरित्रवान ही यहाँ महान है।
ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। दिस वॉज अ पीरियड ऑफ तपस्या इन मधुबन बिफोर देन अव्यक्त। Shiv Baba came on the 21st, and so the 21st becomes an important day also. But this is that same period of tapasya going on, and so I'm sure that many of you will benefit from all the different pilgrimage places. I already saw people in front of the Tower of Peace and Diamond House reception, so I think that everybody is very aware of maintaining the power of tapasya and silence in the house through this period. And the song was about purity, pavitrita. You would have picked up that word coming up again and again. And the murali is about purity. And Baba has described in very, very strong language. Can you hear me now? Yes? Okay. So Baba's describing in very strong language how if there's the pull towards a human being, even if we say it's for service, it's for cooperation, it's their virtues, it's their qualities, whatever it may be, but it takes you away from the Father. It's not possible to think of the human and also to think of Baba together. And so it's one or the other. And in very, very strong language, Baba has again mentioned how if I don't give attention to this now and sort it out, then the repercussions of that in terms of karmic law are very, very severe. And then Baba said, but surely Baba is the one who's merciful, the one who's compassionate. And Baba's explained, yes, the Father is compassionate, but not Dharamraj. In front of Dharamraj, it's not a question of compassion or anything else. Whatever is the account, that account has to be settled. And so it's a very strong caution about the purity of thoughts, words and actions. But again today there's a second murali that's attached to the first one. And the second one is about brahmacharya, which is celibacy, but also Brahma acharya. And Brahma acharya, to follow in the footsteps of the teacher Brahma, and to be able to put our steps in the steps that he has taken. And many very powerful, beautiful aspects that Baba has shared in that. But in particular, I want to pick up on two things. You know how Baba takes up three words together very often. And so Baba's reminded us of one of the last mantras that Baba had given in Sakar. And you all know it, Nirakari, Nirvikari, Nirankari. And so the practice of being incorporeal, being able to go beyond all the vices, and then egoless. And very often the question used to come up, but surely ego is also part of the five vices. And yet Baba has mentioned it specifically, separately. The gross form of ego can be dealt with the other vices, but the subtle aspects of body consciousness that are so deep within the soul. To be able to remove those takes special effort and special tapasya. In fact, none of the vices can be removed without tapasya, but in particular, to remove all the traces of ego, to go very deep within and see what still remains of that and to be able to deal with it. And so following in Baba's footsteps, we see how Baba always, always said, Shiv Baba, Shiv Baba. I didn't do anything, it's Shiv Baba who's doing everything. I didn't give you the treasures of Gyan, it's Shiv Baba who's giving you the treasures of Gyan. And even though we know that Brahma Baba was the one who prepared the sweet porridge for everyone to eat early in the morning, you remember the story? Dadi Janki said she'd gone to meet Baba early and she wanted to ask Baba something. And Baba said, the mother is cooking sweet halwa for all the children. And so Baba's not going to get into anything else. Don't disturb the mother. And so the churning that Baba did every day, Baba's Shiv Baba is speaking, but also Brahma Baba is sharing so much of his experience and is also churning, not just sharing experience, but churning and giving practical tips on how to apply all the things that Shiv Baba has said. And so even though Baba acknowledged it in that moment, but yet still, it's Shiv Baba who's giving you everything, which of course, if Shiv Baba hadn't given, what would Brahma Baba be churning or experiencing? So, Shiv Baba. So again and again, absolutely no trace of anything of I. Always, always the one. But there's another mantra that Baba has given in this particular part of the Murali. And that is, again, three words that in Hindi sound very lovely altogether. So I'll share with you that. Nischa, Ruhani Nasha, and then thirdly, Nischit Bhavi. And so the first one, faith. The second one, spiritual intoxication. And the third one, to be stable, knowing that it's destined within the drama. And so Baba uses this in the context of ensuring that everything that we have is being used in a worthwhile way. And we've often used this expression, safal, safalta, safal, used in a worthwhile way, safalta, success. But today Baba has defined what is safal. How do you use things in a worthwhile way? And Baba stated very categorically, when you use all that you have for a higher purpose, that is safal. That is using things in a worthwhile way. And Baba's given the example of Brahma Baba, and as Shiv Baba speaking, and giving the example of Brahma Baba, and saying that right until the very end, Baba used time and breath and even his body just simply to be able to serve. So the last day, finishing the account of karma by responding to all the letters that had come, so that Baba told Ishudadi, bring out the post bag, Baba's going to settle all the accounts today. And Baba didn't want a single letter to be remaining that Baba hadn't replied. And so, of course, Baba knew, of course. And so Baba finished all those letters. And then, of course, you've heard the whole story, so I won't go into detail, but right until the very last moment, sharing gyan, using his breath in a worthwhile way, the last murali, using the body in a worthwhile way. Baba had even been on a tour around Pandavabhavan, seeing the building construction that was going on. There was always building construction going on. And this time it was the training section. In one of the photographs yesterday, you saw the pyre. Not yesterday, on Friday, you saw the pyre. And you saw what seemed to be a building site. It was a building site. It was where the training section was under construction. So just the ground floor had been done. The further floors were yet to be done. And when that was completed, then the first Kumari's training happened. But Baba had taken around along everywhere, the kitchen, the building site, the gardens, meeting everybody. So using every moment in a worthwhile way for a higher purpose. And so these three things, faith, and yes, we know that faith is number wise, but we also know that within our own life there have been periods when faith has been very strong and it's carried us through challenges that were not so easy to deal with. And then there are times when it's not that we lack faith, but it's that it's not foremost in our awareness. It's not there in a very emerged way to be able to guide us in everything that we do. And so to keep faith alive in a very powerful way, in an emerged way, means that it's going to help me deal with whatever is the situation and make sure that I use what I have in a worthwhile way. And the second that Baba's mentioned, spiritual intoxication. And so the joy and the love that emerges when there is intoxication. Yes, the foundation is faith. If there isn't that faith, there can't be that spiritual intoxication. And the spiritual intoxication experiences the love for God, the love for my own future, my destiny. The image of Narayan was constantly in front of Baba. And so Baba's mentioned how you would see that spiritual personality of Baba through purity. But it was that intoxication that allowed that personality to shine in such an amazing way. And so to have that in front of us and to know that whatever there is, it's going to pass. It's going to pass. It's not going to carry on forever. And so to keep up above when you're faced with a Himalaya mountain, what are you going to try and do? Try and beat it down with a hammer? What are you going to do? And Baba said, well, instead of trying to deal with things on that level, and it's going to be impossible to do anything, but you take a high jump, you fly. And so it takes a moment to switch consciousness and to be able to fly up above. And when you're flying up above, then it fades into insignificance. And so then it's no more a Himalaya mountain, but it's really very, very tiny. But also this aspect of nischit bhavi, drama which is predestined, which is fixed. And I do my best, I do whatever is possible, but then if I worry about it, I'm going to get trapped. Waste thoughts is not the best use of time and thoughts and energy. And so here's Baba saying, use all that you have in a worthwhile way. Use your thoughts in a worthwhile way. So worrying about something isn't going to work. It's not the best use of my thoughts. And so am I able to let that be here and detach? Yes. Going up above and flying is one way, but the other way is very definitely to say, I've done everything that I can, I've done my best, and now I have to leave it to Baba and drama and see what happens. And so it's fixed within the drama. If there's anything more I can do, well, let me do it. But if there isn't anything more that I can do, then just that aspect of faith, but aspect of faith in terms of drama. Drama is destined, and whatever happens is going to be benevolent. There was a sentence that came in a Murali last week, I think. You are good, Baba is good, and drama is good. And so to think about drama being good all the time, I know that when you're talking to people out there, they then come up with all sorts of situations in which, of course, there's been tragedy, there's been things that happen that at that moment they feel is not good. But in Sangam Yuga, for Brahmins, whatever it is that happens is really, truly a lesson to be learned, and to see how much benefit there is in whatever it is that's happening. I asked a group of people who are not Brahmins. They were being exposed to spiritual things, maybe for the first time, some of them. But I asked them, how many of you have experienced that at a time something is happening, it's not what you wanted, it doesn't feel nice at all, and you'd rather it hadn't, but then maybe after some time, then you look back and you see the connection, because this happened, that happened, it led to this, it led to that, and so now this is where I am, which is a good place. And so if you trace it back, then you see that, well, maybe it was something of benefit. And half the audience raised their hands. So, and the audience was a few hundred people, not 10, 20. And so even Lokik people who haven't been exposed to Baba's Gyan, you look back and you say, well, I didn't understand it when it was happening, but I understand it now. And it was definitely beneficial. And so for Brahmins, where Baba is telling us, drama is good. And so don't complain about the drama. That's an important lesson. Am I complaining about the drama? Okay, whatever it is. But the lessons that I've learned from drama, and at this moment of time, feeling that, yes, everything is as it should be, it is as it is. And so am I ready to just be very peaceful about it and accept it, knowing that there's benevolence there. And so these three words to me were very key, the faith. And so if today I can see that I haven't been working on the basis of faith, am I able to bring faith into the foreground and really experience that, just as in the past things have happened and it's been my faith that's helped me overcome all those things, and I have that experience. So the authority of experience kicks in, and I'm sure everybody here is here because you've had faith in Baba, but also all the other aspects of Gyan and so on, and you've seen the results of that faith. If you hadn't experienced it Sunday morning and it's zero temperature outside, and so you wouldn't have made the effort to come here. And so I know that all of you have faith, but am I using that faith in all the matters that I'm engaged in? Or am I saying, well, this is Lokik, and so faith doesn't work here, and this is spiritual, and so faith will only work on that level. Somebody said to me, but I'm not a different person when I'm in my Lokik, am I? When I go to work, am I a different person? I'm the same soul. When I go to my family, I'm the same soul. When I come here, I'm the same soul. And so she was telling me her practice, and she said how I hear Baba Smriti, and at that moment there's total conviction. And then when I go into my Lokik family, and they are not in Gyan, at that moment I have to remind myself that I am that same soul and the power of faith can help me here also. And so it's a practice, but faith also has to be kept alive through remembrance, through awareness, through practice. And the other day, Baba, 18th January, Baba was talking about Smriti and Samarthi, awareness and power. And so where is my awareness? And if I have the right awareness, then there's going to be power there. And so faith is a power. And the more I stay in the awareness of truth, Baba, who I am, what Gyan is teaching me, then that power of faith is going to help me through whatever situation that may come. And so am I able to keep my faith alive under all circumstances, or am I still dividing things? This is here, this is here, this is here. And I'm the same soul. So I have to make sure that I keep that awareness, whatever it is that I'm doing. Baba's spoken very beautifully today in a lot of detail about following in Brahma Baba's footsteps, to the point where are my thoughts like Baba's thoughts? And Baba expresses all his thoughts very, very clearly. Baba doesn't keep his thoughts hidden away. We keep our thoughts in hiding, because we would be too embarrassed if we were to express all our thoughts. But Baba's thoughts are elevated, Baba's thoughts are to be shared so that everyone benefits. So Baba is saying, check, are your thoughts like Baba's thoughts? And I saw Madhuban and all the dadis function on the basis of that. Many examples. There was a simple example. After Baba left expansion, many, many hundreds, thousands coming. And so the question came, do we still give toli every day to everyone? Baba used to give toli, but do we still continue with that system? And Didi and Daddy saying, yes. Baba did this in Madhuban, not at the centers, but this happened in Madhuban, and so yes, we continue with the system of giving toli. Another question arose. Baba would give little gifts, and little gift, big gift, and sometimes he would say, Baba, I've got enough. Baba, you've given me so much already. And Baba would say, but take this child, it'll remind you of Baba. It'll remind you of Madhuban. And so souvenir, to remember. It's so the little souvenir is for that purpose, to remember. And so again, even though it's now multi-thousands, you see, everybody gets a gift from Madhuban so that their thoughts are connected with Madhuban. And so Baba did this, so we have to do this. Traveling with Devi Manmohini, and a situation where a woman asked Didi, she was wearing a locket of her guru, not Baba, some human guru. And she said to Didi, I love Baba, but I also love my guru. Do I keep this locket or do I have to take it off? And Didi smiled at her, gave her drishti and said, you keep it, don't take it off. And afterwards Didi said to me, when people ask me a question, I ask myself, what would Baba have said to them? And I know that Baba would never want to take away somebody's faith. While they have faith in this particular guru, let them keep it. And if at some point through their understanding, their practice, their destiny, whatever, if they then say, I don't need this anymore. That's up to them. But we can't say to somebody, no. If somebody says to you, it's Sunday, I've been coming to class every day, but should I go to church? What will you say? Go to church. And so whatever each person's faith is, at least it's supporting them to whatever extent. If I break that faith and take it away from them and they don't yet have faith in Baba, I've left them with nothing. But why I'm sharing this, Didi's answer, I ask myself the question, what would Baba have said? And for the London class, so often we think about, what did Daddy say? What would Daddy have done? And I'm not glorifying a human being, but we know that for Daddy it was always, what did Baba say? What did Baba do? And if according to drama, we didn't have that sustenance of 33 years that Sakar Baba gave, even though we've had so much, but yet still, we still have those examples and models who say, well, this is how Baba did it. This is what Baba would say. And so, to follow in Baba's footsteps in terms of the quality of my thinking. Am I approaching things from here, or am I approaching things from up here? And whatever excuses I make and say, but because of this reason, I have to think like this. Oh, you heard Baba Smriti on causes and reasons and excuses, so I won't repeat it. But it's a question for me. Is my thinking anywhere near Baba's thinking? And Baba's thinking is all there in the Muralis. That is Baba's thinking. It's not a secret hidden away somewhere. And so let my thoughts be of that quality. Then of course my words are always going to be empowering and inspiring and encouraging. It'll always be my breath. You know, they talk about using your breath in a worthwhile way. So breath is life. And yes, as I breathe, I'm keeping this alive. But also breath is words. And so words that I've spoken that are useful, worthwhile, higher purpose. So has it been worthwhile? Are my words serving a higher purpose? Or are they an expression of my irritation? Are they an expression of my nature, which at the moment isn't very sweet? And so, checking point. Are my words being used in a worthwhile way? What is the impact of those words? And my actions. What I take, what I give, how much am I taking? What am I taking? Taking from Baba, I have to give the return. Taking from the Yajna, I have to give the return. Taking from human beings, I'm in bondage. With Baba and the Yajna, I won't say bondage. With Baba and the Yajna, there's an awareness that there's a return I have to give. Physical, spiritual, whatever, whatever, whatever. But certainly in terms of humans, I take, and there's going to be bondage. And the bondage is going to be painful. That's a fact. Any bondage is not very comfortable. So in terms of my actions, am I giving or am I taking? Or is it equal? Well, if I've taken whatever it is I've given, or I've given a little, taken a little, enough, finish, nothing more saved for Satyug. And so let me see what's going on. So every day Baba Smriti gives us beautiful things to think about, reflect on, to understand very deeply and practice so that I can achieve perfection before time runs out. You know, they have those timers where the sands move, and so if I'm looking at the timer, I don't have a date, but I can see that the sands of time are running very fast, and so can I attain perfection, which is what Baba's offering me. Baba's offering me perfection. Why should I settle for anything less? And if I do, well, that's my choice, then I can't complain. But if I'm taking what Baba's offering, then I'm keeping an eye on the clock. I'm saying that I need to step up a little bit more maybe, so that I reach my goal in good time. So, Zara, are you here? Zara's not here? Okay. Zara wanted to sing a song for Baba, but maybe another day when she is here. So, sorry? Okay. I was surprised to see that Daddy's already traveling. Yesterday was the 19th, yes. So yesterday morning was Daddy Rukmani's final ceremony. And so I saw her putting garlands, photographs, saw her putting garlands on, for Daddy Rukmani. And you know, you'd think that one big event is enough. But then she went off to Gujarat. And she's doing some inauguration or ceremony with a Raj Yoga Bhavan or something in Gujarat. I just had a very quick flick at it and put it somewhere in Gujarat. So I thought to myself, my goodness, you know, and when it's somebody who's, you know, one of the dadis and she's been your companion for 83 years and she flies away, well, it must have an emotional impact. So I'm sure that there must have been something of that. And so physically being there, emotionally, and then she's gone again. So every moment definitely being used in a very, very worthwhile way. An amazing example for all of us. So enjoy the Murli. We're going to offer bhog now. And Madhuban, we've got Madhuban laddus. And these are those winter laddus which are very nourishing. And so you're going to enjoy them. And if you're vegan, there's a vegan alternative. Not a laddu, but an alternative. Om Shanti.
Jenny. Yeah.